Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And it really, two wonderful speakers.
They surely were. And the subjects were just so engrossing and so important.
Right. And both ladies made it very clear what they were talking about. You know, it's so nice to have a presentation or an interaction, not a presentation, where you can say at the end of it, I understood what you're talking about. From Maggie, you realize you have an advocate. And from Dana, you realize you have somebody who cares, who's knowledgeable, and who can assist you. In both regards, it was just unbelievable. What are we doing now? Oh, it's the Christina Lou show. You thought I forgot.
I know. I was like, John, you're slacking just because we were off for a week.
you forget what happened. How many complaint calls came in to the radio station last week was unbelievable. Where's Christina? We don't know what's happening in North Hempstead now. It was a whole week. They were calling the supervisor's office. What's going on, Christina?
Well,
how was your vacation?
It was very nice. It's good to be back, though. Of course, I missed our radio show, but... We played some good segments that people could catch, some favorites we played last week. So we're back today and in full swing. And we were just talking earlier that we cannot believe summer is coming to an end.
Yeah.
But we still have time left. We are going to savor these next, 2 weeks or so before kiddies go back to school and everything.
Yeah, that's it. It's two more weeks.
Yeah, wow. I can't even believe we're saying it. But you know what? We're going to make the best of it. And in North Hempstead, it is certainly not slowing down.
Now's when everything starts picking up.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually laughing. I said, wow. I said, it's really just never a dull moment in North Hempstead, ever. But this Monday is the final Fun Day Monday, August 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., is going to be Hometown USA, which I will be at. So if you want to come say hi to me, I will be there.
Are you
going to
be at this one?
Yeah, it's like my favorite one. I love it. It's a salute to the veterans, and there's... all different hobbies and crafts and musical performances, and they actually have a classic car show at the beach, which is really just amazing to see. And it's the last one, and it's nice that it's a salute to the veterans as well. So check that out, August 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And it's free, we want to tell everyone. And parking is free there, and you could also take free transportation. There's bus stops all over, and you can call 311 to get that. So... definitely check it out. Last one. We could say goodbye to summer all together at the beach, and hopefully it's beautiful weather. This year, they actually had the farmer's market at a lot of the Fun Day Mondays, which was great. There was all these local farmers, so there was wonderful vegetables and fruits. And Newcastle also does a farmer's market that's very well known. And Supervisor Bosworth actually went over there this week to kind of kick it off. It's all part of the revitalization of Westbury and Newcastle, and I think it's just nice to kind of support local businesses and the economy. So Supervisor Bosworth was there. She was also stopped by Kidstock, which was this week. That was a huge success. There was tons of little kids running around enjoying all
the
crafts
really
and the
is.
Entertainment, which is just a fun event. I was away, or I would have been there also, but so that was quite, and Beach Feast is also coming up, so we will get to that in a little bit. Somewhere in this stack of papers, the date of that, I believe it's September 17th. But also on September 17th, we want to tell everyone that the fourth stop event program is going to be at Michael J. Tully Park in New Hyde Park. That's from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. We know all of our seniors love this program, and we praise enough because it really is a wonderful thing. I know, John, you've gone to the STOP programs.
I went the last one for the first time, and I would want to bring something to everybody's attention. It was four different stops, the drugs, the computer, and the shredding. I didn't do the shredding,
mm-hmm.
but I had an old computer that I threw away. But the point is, TVs and computers, they will take it out of your car. So, like, for a senior, you might say, oh, I got to schlep it to the car. If you have your grandkids or your adult children and you clean it up, put it in your car. They said, don't get out of the car. I said, no, I can get it. No, just pop the trunk. Pop the trunk. They took everything out. Said, have a good day, and off I went. So I think that's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, it's really a great, like, streamlined process, which is nice. And what I love about this is that it's, you know, it's literally a one-stop shop that you can get rid of all of your stuff, you know, and it's great. You know, the fall is starting.
What's the time?
It is from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, if you're doing the shredding, you have to be there before.
Right, because I think that the shredding.
They get online
right.
for shredding. And so, they, you know, 3 o'clock, there's 25 cars in front of you. These guys aren't getting home until 5. It's not.
Yeah, and with the shredding, you can bring, there's a limit of 6 banker's boxes.
Oh, that's what it is, okay.
Size boxes, so, which is a lot.
Yeah, it's still plenty.
I mean, like, listen, you can't go there and clear, you know, if you have a business and bring your business documents. It's really just, like, personal stuff. But that's certainly a lot of shredding. And it's just nice that you could do that and you could, like you said, get rid of all these medicines and chemicals. And I love also that they have the Big Brothers, Big Sisters truck there. And then they take clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, area rugs, bikes, table lamps. I mean, like, the list goes on and on. So, you know, you pretty much can bring all kinds of things to this event and, you know, get rid of it safely and also donate to good cause, which is nice.
By donating to the causes, I think it's so important because, you know, even when we talk about Maggie a little bit earlier, it's difficult right now. I mean, people
absolutely
don't have jobs. I mean, this morning's newspaper, GDP was 1.1%, and inventories fell by $12 billion. So it's the first time since 2000. I mean, growth is not there. John Deere, you know, which is the tractors, mm-hmm. laying off 145 people in Waterloo.
Wow.
Now, what else do you think is the significance of 145?
Well, it's just a guess.
Yeah, go ahead, I'll say.
It has something to do with Christina Liu's birthday.
I worked that one in
that
good today.
That was good. I was not expecting that.
145 days since her birthday, so we're going to be coming to the mid-birthday mark.
Wow.
We're having a celebration?
Well, we have to see.
That's right. Get him on it, Ann.
If it's next week and you're not here, I'll bring the cake and I'll have everything. The ice cream, the cookies. We'll have a big...
Yes.
Who's going to do that if you're not here?
Well, it's not next week. We got a while.
Yeah, he would never take off that day. He knows better now.
Okay.
Oh, that was 145. It's really, wow.
They really did. They laid off 145. I said, this is just too good. I might feel bad for those 145 people.
But it somehow worked into the yes, that's right. We're trying to look at the positive stuff here in down North Hempstead. But just once again with the STOP program, I just want to remind everyone, September 17th, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. At Michael J. Tully Park. So check that out.
Before you leave that, the lines of cars can be intimidating as far as a wait is concerned. How long did you generally wait? Does it move? Could you just sort of address?
15 minutes. And that's for everything but the shredding. Shredding's going to take 45 minutes. Because that, you know, if there's 10, 12 cars ahead of you, and each one has 1 to 6 boxes, and people want to see it done, I would personally just drop it off and drive away and let them just keep throwing it in. People want to, I mean, who's taking that? But that's fine. But the drugs, the computers, and the Big Brothers, mm-hmm. literally, you just pull up and you're driving right through.
And someone helps you get it out of the car,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. So it's all simple.
No, and I recommend it. You know, it's really a wonderful thing that North Hempstead has. And then October 30th at North Hempstead Beach Park is the final one for this go-around.
Because everything you read, I'm just taking a second, everything you read about water pollution, I mean, these people, you don't flush all these old pills in the toilet and even over-the-counter mm-hmm. stuff, coffee, whatever, you know, it's 3 years old, 4 years old. I mean, years ago, everybody did it.
Yeah.
You put it in the toilet and you flush the toilet.
I know.
There's so many cesspools. This is not going into sewers and being treated. This is just going into the ground.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know? So, and I think it just makes life kind of easier because, you know, you can gather everything that, you know, you have and you can just do it all at one shot. So definitely check that out. And I just want to, back to Fun Day Monday, I just wanted to give a shout out to, it's sponsored by Northwell Health, Parker Jewish, and Agewell New York. All have been donating to this wonderful season. So
oh, really? Terrific.
Shout out to all these sponsors.
It
all ties in. So just another, and just for people out there to know too, you're able to apply for your VA card at this event as well. There'll be someone sitting there. So if you don't have your VA card and you're a veteran, you can go over there and apply for it. So that's definitely something that is important to announce. In addition to all these wonderful things, also, you can go to the STOP program, drop off all your garbage, and then head over to Beach Feast at the beach, because that's also on September 17th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., so you can go to the Nice and Early STOP program, and then with a clear mind, go to Beach Feast. Beach Feast is a wonderful festival. There's food and spirits, and there's a classic car show that will also be there on, along the boardwalk. And it's really just a great way to celebrate the end of summer. And there's going to be tons of different bands there. There will be three bands: Jessie's Girl, which is an 80s cover band; Camelot, which is a classic rock band; and Tiger Rose, a Jerry Garcia tribute band. So there's a little variety of music going to be at Beach Feast. And you're able to get there. There's the food trucks, I hear, are just great. And I know community service has been really getting some great vendors there, too. So it's definitely worth checking out. Their parking fee is $10 in cash or $7 paid by debit or credit card, which we always are thrown off by, but credit card somehow is always cheaper at these
Isn't that amazing?
We actually thought it was wrong.
When we first read it, Christina.
Really? Yeah. So $10, but the event itself is free. It's just the parking that you have to pay for. And if you want any information on that, please call 311 and we can give you some information. Also, I just wanted to remind people, and Anne could piggyback on this, that September is coming up, and that is going to be the start of all of our Project Independence Advisory Committees. We'll be reconvening over the summer. And if you just want to tell us, Anne, a little bit about what an advisory committee is with PI.
Well, a group of people come, and if I am correct, anyone that is interested in having some say in their community. That means Great Neck has an advisory committee. Roslyn has a Great Neck community. Each town has their own communities. Frequently, there's a speaker that comes to inform you of something that is important to the senior population. But in general, you have say and your voice will be heard.
Right. And actually, I think personally, it is the heart and soul of Project Independence, because it's from these groups that questions are asked and new
programs are developed. And we always say that because that's really a huge piece of the puzzle, you know, on top of the staff that, you know, obviously are very invested in Project Independence. You know, we're not the ones that live directly in the community. And North Hempstead is such a diverse community. Every area has different needs. You know, like we always say in Great Neck, you know, there's a lot of apartment buildings, so a lot of people are walking.
Right.
So that pedestrian safety was a huge issue in Great Neck. And, you know, it was a common theme that was coming up, you know, over the years. And then a whole committee came out of it. So all these subcommittees come out, you know, based upon, you know, the particular needs in each community. And that is great because that's how we're able to kind of get things done and facilitate where, you know, Project Independence might not handle whatever your concern is, but they can certainly put you in touch with the person that does. So I think that's definitely a special, special thing. So sign up. And we tell everyone, you're not, you know, you can check one out. You don't have to go every time, you know, whenever you're available. And I think it's a great foot in the door to understand what goes on in Project Independence. And, you know, you can meet new people that are actually in your community, too. And it's just really a wonderful thing.
One of the most important things is you don't have to complain and pine about a certain situation. If you get yourself to a meeting, you can air it and you will get support and constructive kinds of means of dealing with those things that are on your mind.
Agreed. And that's, you're saying it very clearly and perfect.
Yep.
That's what it is. And even if you don't know how to do it, you just go and you'll express yourself. And that's it. The committee will take it over.
And you may find you have lots of company and people that will either share experiences they had or will say, gee, you know, that was something, but I never brought it up. Somebody did.
Right. You know what we're going to do? Chris, we're going to take an early break as opposed to starting right now. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.